KS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's KISS 95.1.
Ah, yes. Everybody's back to their routine, at least for a week, and then we're off for Labor Day.
Yeah.
And then you're out of your routine, and you got to get back in it again, but... we do want to wish everyone who is either already back in school or going back on their first day the best. And we have been here all summer long. Where have you been?
Right.
Traveling, enjoying the summer.
Fun places.
Mm-hmm. Must be nice.
You can always take us with you with the KISS 95.1 app. And speaking of the KISS 95.1 app, if you are able to get to your phone and you can follow us at the MRL show, we have posted a spot for you to tag your school.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Is kind of a welcome back to school. Tag your school so that we can shout you out. So put your name in there. Tell us who's going to what school. And we'll give you guys a shout out later on in the show.
Fun.
I love that. We are completely commercial free today. And we also have that number at 8 a.m. that could unlock a lot of money. It's called Commercial Free Cash here on Commercial Free Mondays. KISS 95.1. Manny, what happened to you?
So on Friday, I was taking my daily nap that I still get because Amanda's home on maternity leave, and Amanda never really wakes me up ever, but she came in, she goes, babe, wake up, I need you, there's someone at the door. And I was like, okay. I get up right away.
Sure. If Dallas is home, I always tell him to get the door.
Yeah. She had already gone down there and answered it. There was a knock. Her and Dean went, and Amanda said she saw three kids out the window. And she asked Dean if she knew who the kids were. And Dean said no, he didn't recognize them. And they were aged, she thought, between like 6 and 10.
Okay.
Three kids.
All right.
And so I was like, what's going on? Who is it? She's like, it's, you know, three kids. And I don't know what to do. I said, what's the matter? She said, they asked for food.
Oh.
I said, they asked for food? What do
like
you mean they asked
goods
for food?
Or?
They said that the little girl was having a diabetic attack.
Oh, no.
And needed food right away.
Yeah.
So Amanda's telling me this before we go down and get back to the door again. And I said, what did you give them? She said, I gave them one of your, I have those bars, those zone bars.
Uh-huh.
She's like, it's got sugar. It's exactly what she needs.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't want that. They have a specific list of things they want from the house.
What were they wanting?
Fruit.
Yeah.
Crackers, cookies.
Yeah, those are all things you do in diabetic emergencies.
So maybe they knew what they needed.
They wanted, like, do we have Capri Suns or juices or anything?
Yeah,
that's right.
So I said...
These kids are actually pretty smart.
They are really smart.
Yeah.
I said, so Amanda said, okay. And Amanda went and got... We didn't have juices, but Amanda did bring them an apple, brought her an apple.
Yeah.
Great. A lot of sugar in there.
The boy took and ate. And then Amanda went...
Wait, how many people are having a diabetic emergency?
Well, Roy, this is why the whole thing is very strange. Then she went and got cookies. We have graham crackers. Gave the graham crackers, and the other boy took it. So the girl with the medical emergency hasn't had anything yet. That's when she came and got me.
Oh, yeah, that's strange.
So I went down there. Dean's staring at them out the window. I was like, buddy, back up.
Yeah, we don't stare. Don't do a hard stare, yeah, bro.
Buddy, back up, you know. So I said, hey, what's going on, you guys?
Uh-huh.
Same line. She's suffering a diabetic attack. I said, well, my wife gave you an apple and we gave you a graham cracker. Where do you live? Do you live in our neighborhood? We live in a pretty large neighborhood. And I didn't recognize these three from being in our cul-de-sac ever.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They'd say they live in our neighborhood. They were just walking and cutting through. Already kind of strange.
Mm-hmm.
And because there's really no place to cut through
by
my
house. Yeah, you live on a cul-de-sac.
Right. And it's deep woods that you would scratch yourself up and trying to get through.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, well, does she need something? And they said, yes, she's diabetic. And I looked at her and I could kind of tell that she kind of did look out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, Amanda, get another apple or get a cracker or something or one of those zone bars and give it to her. And we'll be set. With that, she takes the food and they go on their way. I said, you've got to get home or we could call.
Yeah, what's
your call 911
right?
Or call your parents.
Yeah.
No, we're fine. Thank you. They walk away. We go to Costco that afternoon. We're driving. And guess who we see?
These three kids.
In the same neighborhood?
The same neighborhood, walking away from another front door. And I said to Amanda, here's what's going on. Either it's very sad and these kids are super hungry.
Yeah.
And they want to eat healthy.
And they're using her as, you know, the bait to get food.
Right.
Or they're shaking people down for food and just being weird.
I don't know. Well, yeah, that's so strange of what's going on.
Ages 6 through 10.
Because that is what you do in a diabetic emergency. My mom's diabetic, and so they are accurate. But if they're just hungry, why would I'd be like, give me the candy bars. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I was just starving.
Yeah. And they weren't rude. They were very nice kids.
Right.
But why, if she was having a diabetic attack, would he take the apple and the other boy took the graham crackers and then she eventually gets a third thing?
Yeah.
What was that? Now, you said something similar happened to you.
No, somebody knocked on my door, and it was strange because it was a gentleman, middle-aged gentleman, and he pulls onto our block and got out. I'm feeding cash at the time, and our dining room has a big window, and you can see in from the street. And he got out of his car, parked his car in front in our cul-de-sac, and walked right up to my door and knocked on the door. And I answer, and he's like, hey, I was just in the area, wanted to see if you guys were interested in purchasing meats from a direct butcher, blah, blah, blah. But he's like kind of looking around me, and yeah. I feel like he's like kind of being
casing. Yeah.
And then I assume that he's going, after I tell him no, thank you, you know, I assume he's going to go to the next house and like hit all the mm-hmm. houses on our block. He got back in his truck and left.
Yeah, that is strange.
That is strange.
Yeah.
Hey, who showed up at your front door? What were the weird circumstances? 704-570-9595. Jump in and share your story with us.
Although I will say, Loren, you have been known to sometimes not read the situation well. Remember when she thought there was somebody casing the neighborhood at 4 o'clock in the morning when they were driving around with the hazards on?
It was our paper boy.
like any criminal wouldn't put their hazards on and patrol the neighborhood.
Why would you come right to my house and then leave right out? Like, I understand you probably drove down there and saw me through the window. But, like, my husband travels 3 to 4 days a week now, yeah. So now I think everything is, you know, I'm on, like, high patrol now, yeah.
Somebody from a 704 area code sent a text message to 704-570-9595 and said, check the next door app, Manny, and see if anybody's saying anything.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
This next door app, I forgot about it. Not only that, somebody said that there was a rattlesnake on one of the walking trails over by my neighborhood.
Oh, wow. So you could just read what's going on in your neighborhood?
Someone else had someone else took a picture of a guy taking a picture at her.
That's strange.
I noticed a guy with a camera taking pictures of my house.
Oh, that is strange.
So
she snapped
out
a picture of him. Look.
What goes on in people? Oh, no.
Oh, whoa. He's in a car and everything. That looks way shady. Hey, that was the dude that came to my house.
Yeah. Is that the kind of car he drove?
No,
that's
but it
weird.
Was like an unmarked vehicle.
Y'all, that was someone inside the vehicle, like right up front, taking a photo of the house. That was strange.
Who is the weird person or strange incident that showed up at your door? 704-570-9595. Who showed up at your front door?
All right, let's talk to Tina. Tina Porter, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Tina Porter, the mother of Austin Porter from the boy band Pretty Much. Where are the boys at before we get to your story?
They're in L.A. right now.
Okay.
And they'll be going on their tour in October.
Nice.
Exciting.
We saw them at the VMAs.
Yes. That was awesome.
So Austin, who showed up at your door? Was it the other boys from Pretty Much asking if Austin could come out and sing with them?
No, actually, this is really funny. So I was in the bathroom, and I was coloring my hair. So I had crap all over my hair, and this, like, fancy-smancy car pulls up, and he doesn't pull all the way up on my in the driveway. He's just, like, right there at the mailbox.
Uh-huh. Like, oh, Tina, I had to dump you!
I was like, I can't go to the door like that. So... come to find out, it was a private detective who was coming to talk to us about our neighbor's son, who was going and applying for this job with Homeland Security or whatever.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Oh.
Yeah, doing like a background check.
I did end up talking to him, and I told him, I said, sorry, I didn't answer the door the first time because I just, like a scary person.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, thank you so much, Tina, for calling in.
That's a big job.
Yeah,
man.
I love you guys.
Well, we love you too. See you, Tina.
A buddy of mine, I don't want to put too much of his stuff on the street, but he's going through some financial issues.
Why are you laughing?
Because the story is awesome. And he tells me, he's like, I just get all these strange knocks on the doors. And, you know, everyone keeps pulling up and just kind of like how that girl was taking photos of the house on the next door up. He goes, they're like walking around my property. He's like, what's going on with my house? The bank put his house like up for sale.
Yeah.
And he didn't know it. He didn't know it.
Stinks, dude. So
he has all these people trying to look at the property. Yeah. He's like, oh, wait, what? My house is for sale.
It's like my one buddy in the middle of the night thought his car was getting stolen by someone who came in a tow truck and took the car. No, bro, you got to make your payments on it or it's called repossessed.
Yeah, there's a system.
Let's see. Kayla and Angie, you guys hang tight. We'll get your stories. We're going commercial free, so we'll do a song. We'll come back. We'll talk to them.
Yes.
And if you guys want to jump on the phone, feel free too.
704-570-9595. Not playing any commercials. Nonstop MRLs. We're commercial free.
Please, sir. I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
You heard that. Use the app to listen to MRL anytime, anywhere. In fact, we got a message from someone who is streaming the show in Hawaii, and they were locked down in their dad lives out there in Hawaii. They're from here. Locked down in the home. And they sent over a bunch of pictures of the floods in Hawaii from the hurricane.
This is the same person that said Hawaii don't know how to act because they went to the store and they weren't like buying normal like things. They were buying like sleeping bags and like weird. They were buying like swimming stuff.
Yeah, typically you buy like plywood, water. You know.
Yeah, they didn't understand because here when it snows you get bread, milk, and water. But there. It was crazy. But yes, you can stream us anywhere, even on the islands of Hawaii, or, Roy, you can stream us on the wonderful town of Charlotte.
Yeah, just wherever you are. And make sure you subscribe to our podcast. You can get it on iTunes or on the app. Let's bring in Christy from Charlotte. Christy, welcome to the MRL Morning Show. We're talking about the strange people that showed up to your house.
This was about 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was 18 or 19 at the time. And I was still living with my mom, and she's always looking at people like she's the neighbor from Bewitched that's always peeking out the curtains or watching everything. And she had said she had seen a car sitting there at night. And I didn't think anything of it because that's just my mom. And I was working second shift, so I worked pretty late at night, didn't get off till 2 o'clock. And one day I came home, and there was a card just hanging in our door, and it was from a private detective. And I was like, and it had my name on it. So I called, and he was like, oh, Miss Sellers, he was like, you're a hard person to get in touch with. He said, I've been sitting out by your house. Oof. I've been at your work, this and that. And I'm like freaking out, thinking I'm in major trouble. And I was like, what did I do?
Yeah.
And he said, well, I was trying to get in touch with you because you missed your custody hearing with your ex-husband. And I said, my custody hearing? And he's like, yeah. And he said, for your two kids. And I said, well, I don't have any kids. And he said, yeah, you do. And he said, you have a son and a daughter. And I said, no, I really don't. And he said, well, are you Christy blah blah blah? And I said, yeah. And he said, is your birth date this? And I was like, no.
Oh, what a...
There are two Christy Sellers. I went to... Well, I'm from Cabarrus County, so I went to Central Cabarrus. Well, this Christy...
Christy, you're putting an awful lot of information out there about yourself, dude.
Yeah, so I was so freaking out, and the fact that he argued with me over me having children was just hilarious.
Oh, my
so.
Gosh. Thanks for
like
sharing, Christy.
One of those things where they're like, yes, you do. You have two kids. You're like, I do?
Yeah, do I? It was a real bad private detective if they're not even watching the right person for 3 weeks.
All right, let's bring in Angie from Charlotte. Angie, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi, guys.
So I had three young kids show up at my house on Friday and asked for food because one of them was diabetic. But the whole thing was very strange. They went to other neighbors' houses and did the same thing. So, Angie, we just want to know who the weird person was that showed up at your door.
Well, I had a knock on my door about 7:30 on a Sunday morning, and I got up out of bed, and there was a teenager, probably about 18, 19 years old. I'd never seen him before, but he was telling me somebody had been messing with my car, and that I probably should come out there and check it out. And so I grabbed my keys, and I'm still in my pajamas, And I go outside, and I'm looking around the car. I got in it and cranked it up to make sure they had not, you know, pulled any wires loose or anything like that. And he jumped over my back and into the driver's seat and stole my car.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you serious?
Yes. I chased him in my mom's van. And then the next day, I saw him out in my neighborhood driving my car. And I chased him then.
Did you not call the police?
Oh, yeah. I called the police and put in a stolen car report and everything.
I don't think you're supposed to chase them. It's not worth it.
I know it's not. But I was just so angry that someone would do that. I mean, I'm a nurse. And, you know, I mean, if he would come and tried, you know, say that he needed anything,
yeah.
I would try to help him.
He could have hurt you,
yeah.
too, Angie. My gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Holy cow.
I know.
All right.
It's really stupid now. But I did end up finding the car before the police did. And I got my car back.
Great.
And,
I love that.
She worked quicker. Seriously.
So here's what we've learned. Thank you, Angie. Private investigators suck because they were looking at the wrong house. And then we work faster than the police when it comes to recovering the cars.
I got to tell you guys, I think I'd be just like her. I think I'd chase after the guy.
Honestly, I think I would too.
Yeah. But and then beat the crap out of him.
You know it's not. You know what I mean? You're like, this is a dumb move in that moment.
Ooh.
Khaleesi, we can't get to you. We got to get to the dirty, but she said that someone showed up at 2 a.m. dressed in all black.
That scares him. Save that story for Halloween or something.
And then Kayla Roy's from your home state of Virginia said that she lived in the middle of nowhere, and a guy came walking up the gravel driveway and said he had a flat tire. Turned out he didn't.
No, sir.
Mm-mm. So, anyway.
Yeah, that's the good thing when you live and you have, like, long driveways. You can see them coming before they get to you.
Khaleesi's already on it.
Kayla. I would have to load that buckshot.
You do. We have signs going to my mom and dad's driveway that says, if you can see this sign, we can see you. Just so you know.
You just get a laser pen.
Yes,
you don't even need, like, the gun. You just get the laser pen and shine it on him.
Come on up.
Kayla and Khaleesi can head over to our Facebook page. We're on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page. We're live, and we'll share their stories there and give them a listen.